This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC receives new buses. Prime Minister hails Tessin Chin as fine Jamaican ambassador, and JIS solely responsible for issuing GOJ procurement notices. Details after this. Stay with us.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window, no head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Our children are our most valued assets. They are indeed our future and must be protected from harm, neglect, negative influences, and unsavory associations. We must expose them to good values and attitudes that will make them productive and morally strong citizens of our beautiful country. The children of today could be the leaders of tomorrow. Let us give true meaning to the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. Communities, rise up, protect, take care of our children.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
Now the news. The seating capacity of the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, is being bolstered by the addition of 20 new articulated buses, which will provide 1,600 more passenger seats. 10 of the units have been commissioned into service, and the remaining 10 will begin operating at the start of the new school term in January. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the safety and comfort of passengers utilizing the JUTC is of utmost importance to the government. The buses were commissioned into service at a ceremony Monday. Dr. Guy says in the pursuit of a modern fleet, the JUTC will retire some of the older buses and refurbish others to maintain a world-class standard. And as Jamaicans continue to celebrate singer Tessin Chin's victory on the popular NBC program The Voice, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is hailing the 28-year-old as a fine Jamaican ambassador. The singer, who has kept Jamaicans at home and abroad riveted with her performances each week, was declared The Voice in a two-hour finale Tuesday night. Prime Minister Simpson Miller says Tessin has joined the ranks of a long list of outstanding Jamaican achievers who have held the flag high internationally. The Prime Minister also noted the unifying effect of Tessin's involvement in the competition as Jamaicans in the diaspora and at home rallied round the singer. According to Mrs. Simpson Miller, this goes to show what Jamaicans can achieve as a people when they work towards a common goal. And State Minister with responsibility for entertainment in the Tourism Ministry, Damien Crawford, also extended congratulations to Tessin Chin on her extraordinary win of The Voice. Minister Crawford says her victory is well-deserved, adding that Tessin is a true ambassador for Brand Jamaica and a perfect example of what can be achieved when people dare to dream big. The Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister said Tessin's success will inspire other young people to challenge themselves to achieve greatness on the international stage. And Financial Secretary Devon Rowe is advising that the Jamaica Information Service, the JIS, is the only entity responsible for the issuance of Government of Jamaica GOJ procurement notices through the public procurement page. In a circular issued on December 9, Mr. Rowe said no procuring entity is to advertise procurement opportunities outside of this facility. The public procurement page, published on Saturdays in the Gleaner and Tuesdays in the Observer, is intended to reduce the government's cost of advertising and inform stakeholders of GOJ procurement opportunities. The financial secretary further reminded that each procuring entity will be fully responsible for submission of advertisements and payments for placements to the JIS. The JIS has agreed to accept payment on a weekly or monthly basis as per purchase order from each procuring entity. Mr. Rowe has also warned that failure to adhere to the directives in the circular will constitute a breach of the GOJ Public Sector Procurement Regulations 2008. That was the JIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.